Well, that laugh that you hear is not from only Chuck, but also a great friend of our show, Christy Halpin. Of course, she is the location leader for the Isaiah 117 house. And Christy, we love it when you come in because we feel like we've followed the journey.
We're friends. I got you, my friends.
That's it, from the beginning. So if our listeners or if you're watching and you don't really know anything about Isaiah 117 house, just give us a brief overview of what the nonprofit is and the work that you do.
Yeah. So Isaiah 117 House is a home for kiddos when they first enter the foster care system. So they don't have to sit and wait at a government office. They can go to a house where they can be met with volunteers and staff and feel loved right away and seen on a really hard, traumatic day. So,
and for a long time, you didn't have a specific home or house for all of these kiddos to go to. It was, you know, you would use volunteers and they would kind of be housed there. But back in September, you actually opened the very first Isaiah 117 house in the state of South Carolina.
That's my biggest flex.
Yes, it is an amazing home. Yeah. So give us some stats on the home and how it's been going since September.
Yeah, so we cut ribbon. So we're a national organization. We have over 60 homes in process over 13 different states. I mean, we cut the first ribbon in the Carolinas, and we have Greenville counties following short behind us. We have Horry County, which is Myrtle Beach, come in, and they kicked off in July, and then we have Lexington County coming in the summer.
So amazing.
So we are like, it's like spreading like wildfire, which is like the most amazing thing ever. But here in York County, we are a house. We were serving in the DSS office prior to, and now we have a home for kiddos to come, and it's in, close to downtown Rock Hill. You know, we don't divulge the address for privacy reasons, but we are serving kiddos 0 to 18.
How many kids have come through since the home has
been
15.
Opened?
Around 15. Wow.
Yeah. It's a slow start, which is typical because we're different.
Yeah.
And so DSS knows who we are, but just getting everybody in and getting everybody trained and everybody used to what we're doing, it's just different. So,
and I think what was so special about that day is because let's face it. I mean, and Isaiah 117 talks a lot about this. DSS gets a really bad rap sometimes, but they were a part of that special day, and you really do walk alongside DSS. So kind of explain what that relationship looks like.
Yeah, so one of our missions is to walk alongside DSS, to come alongside them. They're doing a really hard and heavy job. They are on the front lines of some really traumatic things for our kids, and they are doing the hard work. And so one of our missions is just to come alongside them and say, hey, we see you. We're here for you. What can we get you? If it's nothing but just a cup of coffee and a quiet place to sit, come on in.
Yeah.
Like, we're here for all of that. So, yeah.
What can the community do? I know that we have a big event coming up. We're going to get to that in 1 second. But what can the community do to really wrap around Isaiah 117 and the work
that
you're doing?
I love that question so much. So we do have a link tree. On our link tree, we have a bunch of events. If you don't know who we are, I'd love to meet you. I do a lot of speaking engagements because once you know what our kiddos are going through, you cannot unknow it. And so it's just spreading awareness and saying, hey, it's not their fault. They're in foster care for a reason, and that's not theirs. And I would love to tell you about what our kids are going through, because it's not kids in another country. It's kids right here in York County. And so I'd love to speak to you. We would love to have you come tour the house. We give house tours all the time.
And it is impressive.
It is so, every time I pull up, I'm like, okay, I see you.
Yeah, it's impressive.
It's so beautiful. And so we love to have people in. The only caveat is if we have kiddos, you can't go. We'd have to reschedule. But if you're good with that, we'd love to have you. We always need financial support. We always need prayers. We have Ben Buddies, which is like a supporter of a bin. So when kiddos come, they leave with a couple of days worth of brand new items, which is really, really cool. And so we always need Ben Buddies and pantry pals and people to stock the house. And then spring is coming, so we'll have some serve projects lined up from some local groups. And so we just have a lot going on all the time. And of course, on the meat of our organization is our volunteers and the people that are sitting with our kiddos. And we are always doing, once a quarter, we do a trauma-informed care training. So we'd love to invite you into that space. And we need some dudes.
Yes.
We are women heavy, which is great. But men just hit different with our kids, and especially those teenage boys and those younger boys. So we'd love to have some dudes come alongside us and join the volunteer.
That's great. Well, we need dudes and dudettes.
We do, yeah.
To come to the next event that we want to talk about, and that is your big fundraising event. Yes. You've been doing this, I think, this is going to be the third year, so it's going to be the Isaiah 117 Dodgeball Tournament.
Yes.
I told Chuck,
so
I was like, here we go, this is perfect for you to be here.
Yes.
So it's going to take place on March the 1st at Catawba Ridge High School, so take us out to the event.
Yeah, so we started this 3 years ago, and we were with the organization, and we are required to have a fundraiser that's not part of the organization, like the lemonade stands that we have in July, and then we have a golf tournament in September. But we wanted something family-friendly for our community. This is it. This event has turned into something so cool because it involves kids of all ages. They can't play, but they can come in and cheer. We have high school age and up can play in the tournament. And last year, we had 15 teams.
Wow.
And we raised over close to $20,000.
That's amazing.
Over 300 and some odd people came. We have food, and we have music. We have a DJ that comes. Elite Entertainment does our DJing. We have an MC. This year, we're having a local elementary school, Dobie's Bridge, is coming to sing our national anthem.
Oh,
and Rock Hill
so
High School
cool.
is going to do a halftime show with our dance team.
That's great.
So we're taking it up a level. And so it's just going to be a really, really cool event.
That's
it's just really family friendly.
Are you still looking for sponsors?
Yes, 100%.
Okay. And there's all different sponsor levels that start at a low level, $250, and go all the way up to $5,000.
Yeah.
But you're also looking for teams?
Yeah. We have a few more slots left.
Okay. About how many? Like
about four.
Okay.
But we're thinking we can get up to 20 teams this year. So if that's the case, then we have a lot more than that.
And the teams also have a lot of fun. Like
they
I know
do.
They have costumes and team names.
Yeah. Last year, my favorite was the Granny Squad. And it was Granny Squad.
Sweet.
That's not even a joke. It was a whole bunch of the moms from our volunteers and like my mom and my coworkers,
that
their moms.
Is so great.
And they came out in like bathrobes and walkers. To the Golden Girls theme song, y'all, it was a hoot.
That's great.
Everybody's excited to see the Granny Squad this year, but they're tweaking it a little bit. They're changing their name.
Oh.
And then everybody has a walkout song, and then it's just really, it's really hyped. It's really cool.
And if you aren't a sponsor or a player, you can still come watch.
Yes.
And I think you said you had hundreds of people last year.
It's becoming a really, really big event.
What day is it?
It's March the 1st.
March
from
what,
2 to 5.
What day is that? March
it's
is
a Sunday.
Sunday.
It's a Sunday afternoon,
2 to 5. So after church, you go.
That's it.
Perfect.
Come get some after church lunch. We have pizza. I'm sponsored by LifePoint. And so we have a whole bunch of concessions sponsored by Grace Community Church. Like everybody pitches in for this event, and that's what makes it even sweeter.
It's great. So admission is $6. Mm-hmm. Children 5 and under are free.
Yeah.
So you can bring them. It's all the fun, but you can feed them. And
absolutely.
So you
feed them and give them a dodgeball to watch. Yes.
Right. A 6-person team is only $180.
That's it, $30 a person.
Super great. And explain what that money's gonna really go for.
So that money just
again.
Goes for our kids. So we're a nonprofit. It is what it is, and we're not state funded. We raise all of our money here in New York County, and it stays in New York County. So everything that we raise is ours
stays
for our
here.
Kids. Yeah.
And I think what's so important is, you know, these kids are leaving the home that they have to leave sometimes with just a trash bag full
of
a couple
lucky,
things that they can throw in, that they can now come to this home and not have to sit in a DSS office or spend the night in a DSS office for a couple of nights. They can actually come to a home and then leave with new items is pretty amazing.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, especially, you know, they're having a traumatic experience and this is just something to give them a smile and to hopefully set them on their way to, you know, a new fun, joyful adventure.
Yeah,
we appreciate all the work that y'all do.
We love
having
it.
That Isaiah 117 Dodgeball Tournament is going to take place on March 1st from 2 to 5, right after church, at Catawba Ridge High School at their gym that's located on the Fort Mill Parkway right there in Fort Mill. Admission is $6. Children 5 and under are free, and the teams are only $180. So we can't wait to hear all about
it. It's gonna be
Make
so good.
Sure that you tell us, or we'll do a little follow up.
Yeah.
And again, Christy, we just thank you for all the work that you do. We've been talking to location leader for the Isaiah 117 House, Christy Halpin, and we hope the event is the best ever.
It's gonna
be great. Thank you again.